From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. After declining in January, the nation's unemployment rate edged back up last month. The Labor Department, in its monthly report, says the unemployment rate rose 0.1% in February to 5.8%. And in a separate report, the government says the economy lost far more jobs than expected. NPR's Jack Speer has more.
The loss of 308,000 jobs from business payrolls came as a surprise to many economists who had been expecting the economy to add some jobs last month. The decline in February was the biggest one-month drop since November of 2001, shortly after the terrorist attacks. Nancy Kimmelman is chief economist with SEI Investments. She says the big issue is Iraq, and businesses won't feel confident about the economy until that situation is resolved.
The business sector really is catatonic, a bit like a deer in a headlight. We don't know what's going to come down the pike in terms of war. We don't know what the implications will be for the economy, for the market, for the consumer. And faced with that kind of uncertainty, the business sector simply doesn't want to move, doesn't want to act.
The February unemployment report showed significant job losses in manufacturing, in construction, and in retail. Retailers lost the most, an estimated 92,000 jobs. Many of those were at restaurants and bars, as rising energy prices forced some consumers to tighten their belts. Bad weather in some parts of the country also held down consumer spending. All of this has some economists talking about the possibility of another recession. However, Kimmelman doesn't think so.
My own opinion is that we will avoid a double-dip recession if we can get the economy going again after a war, and that is predicated on the price of oil coming down.
About the only areas that added jobs last month were in health services and in mortgage banking, which has benefited from a refinancing boom. In addition to the large job losses in February, the Labor Department says there was also a substantial increase in the number of people without a job 27 weeks or longer, a sign it may be getting harder for people who are out of work to find a job. Since its peak in March of 2001, the economy has lost around 2 million jobs. Jack Speer, NPR News, Washington.